and there was much rejoicing. This is Sitting in the Queue.
Hello, it is Wednesday, July 31st, and you are listening to Sitting in the Queue.
I'm
Joe.
And I'm a person.
Right. Alright. We are clearly off to a fantastic start.
Yes. Yes, we totally are.
Woo!
And there was much rejoicing.
And there was rejoicing.
Anyway. Oh, okay.
So I stayed up for about, like, an hour last night trying to get an idea for what I should do for my segment this week. It's been so long since I've done a dungeon. I've just been doing raids lately.
Then do a raid.
But
do Tordos. Do the Tordos fight. No one likes that fight.
Meh.
Have you done that fight yet?
I don't think I have.
Oh my god, you're not going to have fun with that.
Have you done the Nalak fight yet?
I don't think I have.
Let me give you a little tip when you do
anyway.
When you go and do it, though. His hitbox is huge. Stand as far away from him as you can.
I just did all the world bosses. Yeah.
Now, like, he's a world boss.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, He's the
serpent.
Yeah.
He's a totally cool, awesome-looking serpent. I still have not done Undasta.
Is Galleon supposed to drop a mount?
Not that I'm aware of.
Hmm.
You could look it up. I don't think so.
Because he's the one that I forgot to loot. But I don't think he... I'm not sure he drops loot. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong.
He has an entire caravan on his back, and I think the leader of the caravan drops the actual loot.
Oh. I'll go do it again, then.
Yeah, you at least got the Claw of Anger, right?
Yeah, I got the shoes from that.
Those boots are awesome looking.
I haven't even looked at them yet. I don't look at my... I'm wearing a robe, okay? I
now,
don't
have you seen,
see my
have
feet.
You seen the agility ones, though?
No.
The agility leather ones? They don't look like they should be good. They don't look like they should be, like, druid or rogue wear, but they are awesome looking.
Huh.
They're, like, really big. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't
really
see
cartoony.
My feet. They're under my robes.
I don't see your pants.
Yeah.
Might as well run around the raid with those off, and nobody will notice.
I was trying to complete my encanters set the other day. All I have are the gloves and the pants. First of all,
you don't
even see the pants. It's the only thing that would drop is the pants, and they're the one thing I don't actually need.
As long as you're wearing a robe, you don't need pants.
Even the robe is, you know, could be switched
just
out
wear
with something
kilt.
Else.
Just wear a kilt under your robe.
The only thing that matters about the robe is that it matches in color.
Yeah, that's about it.
The pauldrons and the helm are where it's at. Well, on mages, anyway.
And the staff. Don't forget about the staff.
Oh, yeah. I've got a blue dragon staff, and it is sick.
I still need my kunai.
Oh, that instance should have reset.
It should have.
Yesterday
we should
was
run
Tuesday.
It. We should run it eventually. Hopefully tonight, if I have time, before I head down to the beach. Oh, by the way, I am going to Sunset Beach Thursday. Well, starting to go to Sunset Beach Thursday.
So if
you
you're
see
in
me,
Sunset Beach,
which I'm sure none of you are,
bother him, ruin his vacation,
ruin my vacation, and I'm gonna pull out my daggers.
Okay.
I know how to use a knife. Don't try. If you try, you will very, very much die.
So
or at least be mortally wounded. Like poor Concord. Anyway, getting on to the actual stuff.
That's my text tone.
Message for you, sir.
Message for you, sir.
Yeah, that was an awesome movie.
It
Monty
was.
Python Holy Grail sponsor. Alright, so moving on to the actual stuff.
I hit 90 yesterday, or 2 days ago, on my maze.
Holy crap, look how loud that is.
Oh, yeah.
Awkward.
We're just fascinated by
sound waves.
The sound waves on our.
I saw MythBusters try to blow up a car with a speaker yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
How'd that work?
They broke the speaker. They made the speaker so powerful they broke it.
Nice. I haven't seen that show in forever.
Yeah, I know.
I almost forgot it was still on.
It is?
Wait, it's not?
I don't know. I don't see it on that often. Anyway!
This is a good job for Google! Sponsor.
So, yeah. While we're waiting on this, there is a new pet you can go get on the Isle of Thunder.
The Elder Python.
As far as snakes in the game go, I think it's the coolest looking, and honestly, I like reptiles, so...
Oh hey, good news! The Mythbusters is still going, according to IMDb.
How long has this show been gone?
Since 2003, so it's on its 10th year. Wow. Alright.
Congrats!
Congratulations!
You have hit level 100.
Woo! Speaking of that, have you seen Sword Art Online?
No.
You need to sit down and watch this anime. It is the best thing ever.
It's about the same thing about Oran Host Club.
Yes, that is also the best thing ever.
So but which is the best thing ever?
As far as you're concerned, you'll like Sword Art Online better. It's about a virtual reality MMO. The players go in on the first day, and they get trapped in there and can't leave. And anyone who dies in the game dies in real life.
Almost sounds like the one game I played. Essentially what happened, they were playing an online game. All the online games somehow got hacked and because of some stupid thing the company was doing. So, now, there was this creature running around the game, and everyone it killed fell into a coma in real life.
Huh. What's this?
It's called Dot Hack.
Hmm. Oh!
Let's start talking about WoW now, because that's what our podcast is supposed to be about.
You know what? I'll have to watch that, because I've heard of that before, and it looked really good.
It's a game. It's a PS2 game.
Oh. I'm pretty sure there's
an anime. There's a little bit of an anime. It's not, from what I isn't that great. Getting back to WoW!
Right. So, the Elder Python. What's to talk about the Elder Python?
It exists.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's about the only thing to talk about. It exists. I think it said you can get it in the Isle of Thunder.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Arthas's face is creepy.
Kinda is.
Then again, he's a total madman, so...
Hey, there's an episode!
Getting edited out.
I don't even know if that'll come through on the final edition.
Either way, something's getting edited out here.
Oh no, it's my email tone, that's right. Ooh, and my transport was successful on Hobbit, Kingdoms of Middle-earth.
Getting back to WoW!
Sponsor.
Okay, what else do we have to talk about WoW? We just got fluff left, don't we?
Pretty much.
Just fluffy,
I mean,
fluff.
Alright, let's talk about predictions for 5.4 then. Alright. So
I think Garrosh is going to die.
Well, we've been talking...
It's overdue.
Duh. So we've been talking about 5.4 for forever now. We're only on our second episode since hiatus, but this has been big news for a long time.
Yeah.
So when are we going to see this patch drop?
We're going to see it drop, my guess, within a month. Probably, hopefully.
I'm going to put my guess... beginning of September, right around the time we're getting back to school.
Yay! Just another reason to flunk off homework.
Yay!
And you're thinking about doubling up on everything, so you better not start flunking again.
I was never flunking.
You never did your homework!
Yes, but my test scores were spectacular.
That's the only reason you're passing. You know that, right?
The moral of the story is, if you don't do your homework, but your test scores are good, you can still scrape by with a 90.
You are a terrible influence. Never have kids.
My final grade was like a 95 or a 96.
I can't remember what mine is.
I scored higher on my gym final. That's right, we have a gym final, first of all. That's horrible.
Boo! This I hate you, New York!
This was the first year, and I'm hoping they get rid of it this year. But I scored higher on my gym final than I did on my English final.
English final was easy.
I thought it was easy, too! And then I got like a... I got like an 88 on it. I'm like, what?
I'm satisfied, though. I got a 90 on trig.
Look at what I got on my geometry final.
Yes, but that's geometry. Geometry is easy, it's just mind-numbing.
Yeah,
it no, is I'm talking really about trig.
Oh, I love
that trig. Is hard. That can be hard.
Trig is so much fun.
Trig is fun.
I'm excited.
It's so
for
much
that.
Fun.
That's going to be fun.
Yes.
And then I'm doubling up with math 12, too. Yay.
You know what I'm doubling up? I'm doubling up trying to gear my 90 rogue and getting my, like, 75 warrior up, because
you need to faction shift your warrior.
I'm not faction shifting my warrior. All the people I roleplay with are on the Alliance.
Join the Horde.
You know, I think I'm gonna make a blood elf monk soon, because I want to make a monk and I like blood elves.
Monks are mad easy to level too, because they get that XP bonus from their dailies.
Yeah, I think the idea of monks was kind of cool. What I wish they would fix, though, is the way they put the staves on their back. They're like hanging, they're like jutting out. They're not even like square on their back. They're like, they shouldn't even be attached there. One, there's nothing attaching them to it like every other class. Two, it looks like it should be falling off. That's the same with staves and pole arms.
I think there's something there if you're on Ultra.
That being said,
that's kind of a small detail they get rid of if you're on lower settings.
Yeah.
But
that being said,
it looks alright on my Pandaren monk.
You mean with the staff hanging off your shoulder?
Staff slung across his back like on my mage.
Yeah, except it's not even in the middle of his back, it's just like on his right shoulder blade.
Looks alright to me. Of course, Pandarens are pretty big, but...
You are freaking insane.
Maybe. Probably. Almost definitely.
Yes.
Yay!
This is the room of insanity. Getting back to actual subjects.
Weren't we talking about something?
We were talking about lots of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. We kind of got preoccupied here.
Well, on the bright side, even though this podcast isn't as awesome as normal,
we're
going to be putting in the new and improved fake ads!
Woo! As soon as we think of them.
Yeah, that could be. We have a few of them. I don't want to spoil them because you're going to hear them in a few minutes, hopefully.
Yep. Did we talk about Vol'jin Shadows of the Horde?
I want to say we at least touched upon it last time.
Yeah. Well, if you didn't hear about it, Vol'jin Shadows of the Horde is the new book out by Christy Golden. And Christy Golden is one of the best authors ever. She is fantastic. And she also wrote Arthas, The Shattering Thrall, and 20 other World of Warcraft books, and then...
So much, wow.
StarCraft, and I think she wrote some Diablo, too.
All but that lore.
It's so good.
Who needs to go to Valerian to read?
I tried for that freaking thing, and...
Out of the hours I've put into looking for some of those books, I found one.
I know all the locations they spawn, and I just spend, like, an hour every once in a while just looping between them, hoping they spawn.
My assumption is when they spawn, they also get taken, like, immediately.
Yeah.
I hope... Here's something that I've been wondering ever since they announced MLP. What is the next expansion gonna be? That's something I've been wondering about.
That's a good question. I'm thinking... It looked like we were getting something...
About the Burning Legion?
About the Burning Legion, yeah.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind if they added a few new areas in the Outland, or at least changed it a bit.
Yeah, I could go for some more Outland.
Yeah, the Outland was definitely interesting. I mean, it was annoying to get to and from places, but...
Yeah.
It's the same as just having another continent.
It wasn't bad.
Wonder if we are going back to the Outland, if they're going to make a new major city, or if we're just going to keep using Shatra.
I haven't been to Shatra. I
think the last time I was in Shatra to actually do something was when I completed my Netherwing quests.
Last time I was in Shatra to do something was when I ported from Orgrimmar to Shatra, because that was the closest city to where I needed to be.
Yeah, but that's not doing something.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm a Lich King, baby, so I've never actually used Shatra for anything.
I like Dalaran. Dalaran is fun.
Yeah.
Dalaran actually
has
stuff.
That was a major hub for a while.
I think it still is a major hub.
It's still a major hub if you're a mage.
I mean, I'm walking around and I see people all over the place, especially role players.
Yeah. That's a huge role-playing hub.
That being said, can't really do anything in Goldshire anymore because of the massive amounts of people.
On Blackwater?
Oh, very much.
Yeah.
It's literally like you're going to a rock concert. With Urpers and trolls.
Yeah, I haven't been
all over the place.
I haven't been to Goldshire in forever. I kind of miss it. Ever since I
don't
went
go
forward.
Back. Don't you dare go back.
Ooh.
You remember when we said that in Goldshire you see everything twice? You're going to see everything and more at least 100 times now. And that especially includes naked bodies. People are stripping all over the place. Don't go there.
I have a macro that strips my blood elf automatically, so I don't
Dancing.
Have to go by. Yeah.
Because we spent... Before we did our last recording... For the last episode we put up, we spent about 15 minutes, or specifically, Joe and Kayla spent about 15 minutes. His blood
bringing
elf.
Bringing sexy back with my blood elf.
Yes. complete reverse stripping and stripping, and I'm sitting there, like, can we please record now?
It was just the best thing ever. It shouldn't have been as funny as it was, but it was extremely funny. But
I was
next
very,
expansion.
I was very,
Oh, races. Let's make
new
a
race.
Race busy.
We need new races, honestly.
All right. So
if we're gonna go to the Outlands
in vanilla, we got our basic races.
Yeah.
In Burning Crusade, we introduced the Draenei and the Almighty Blood Elves, who now make up 50% of the horde on every single server. Seriously, people, roll another race.
Blood Elves are the best looking of the horde.
I like orcs. Trolls are good, too.
Like trolls because the starting area is funny. And I like trolls because they're Jamaican mon.
Yeah. My least favorite is the undead. Honestly,
I hate Sylvanas so freaking much.
She's kind of a bitch. But
kind of?
Yeah. Like, I even like goblins better than...
Goblins go boom.
The Horde really got screwed as far as Cataclysm races go.
Yeah, I like the Alliance got Worgen. Honestly, I wish Worgen had tails.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. So we got that. Then MOP, we got Pandaren, which honestly were... I don't like the design as much. They're a little
I love
too,
the Pandaren.
They're a little too big for my liking. That being said... The idea of them and all the stuff that they get to do and all the abilities they get, they are probably, game-wise, my favorite race.
Yeah, well, let's see. My favorite race... Yeah, I'd probably have to go with Pandaren.
Yeah, as far as my actual favorite race, it's Worgen, but as far as gameplay goes, I love the Pandaren.
I've considered switching my Blood Elf Mage to a Pandaren a couple times, but...
And they'll
be
chubby.
Pandaren mages are the bomb. Are you kidding me? They are awesome.
Pandaren are made to be monks.
Yeah.
That's what their purpose is. Okay, anyway, so new races for if they do a Burning Legion. The two things I am really hoping for are the ethereal guys and the... I can't even... Aeroco... Yeah, I don't... Those bird things. I can't. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Oh, yeah. Well...
I can... The thing with the ethereals, though, is... I'm guessing I'm a little... interested about how they're going to try to explain the whole spirit thing with, the coming back from the graveyard.
I think if we were going to get the ethereals, we would have gotten them by now, because people have been talking about this since, you know, Warcraft, since World of Warcraft vanilla.
The ethereal, I love the ethereals. I think they're awesome. I think they would make great ropes.
They would make sick priests. They already hover. That'd be amazing.
That makes... They're made out of arcane energy. That would be awesome mages.
Yeah.
As for the Arakai...
Could you give them to the Alliance, and they'd finally have a... Well, they have gnomes, but nobody likes gnomes.
Boo.
I'm a gnome.
You wanna know... You wanna know what I call gnomes? Squishy footballs.
Biological footballs.
That's what they got the pointy hats for. Okay. Anyway. But what else could they put as races? Because I'm pretty sure they don't want to do any full-blooded demons.
That'd be weird.
It would be totally weird.
I heard a theory online that we might get like half dragons. Yeah.
Actually, that would be an awesome... That's an awesome idea. You know how, like, how D&D has, like, dragon shamans?
Yeah.
What if we had a race kind of like that for WoW?
Yeah.
That would be
That'd be fun. Sick. And then...
Get your own flying mount. WoW first.
What I'm thinking is what it would be is you'd be probably some sort of maybe a human or probably like a human sort of thing. And your racial... would be to turn into a dragon for so long. Then once you hit, what is it, 60? Yeah. Then you can turn into a dragon and fly. Your race would be like a breath weapon and stuff.
My assumption is, I'm trying to think of, like... You might be something more like, you know, the humanoid dragonkin things?
Yeah.
That the giant ones? Maybe just smaller versions of those? Because I can't think of it.
Yeah, but they walk on, like, four legs.
That'd they walk on two. I don't mean the ones with the dragon bodies. I mean, the ones that you see, like, when they're running at you, they're twirling their axes.
Oh, yeah. Well, what I was thinking is also, dragons can take on, in World of Warcraft, dragons can take on different forms, too. So you could possibly just pick a race for that to be your basic form and then have the racial, too. Or, I know a lot of them...
That totally do a worgen dragon.
That would be ridiculous. But I know a lot of them prefer the half-elf form, so it's possible we could get a half-elf form dragon sort of thing.
You mean like an elf with scales? And glowing eyes?
No.
Nah.
You know how like, what's his name?
Malagos is the
successor. The aspect of the blue dragon.
I can't remember.
I forget his name, too. I just read Tides of War, too.
And he's way a
major
too
character.
Go.
But
way too go.
He takes on a half-elven form.
A lot
it's
of,
just, you know,
I've noticed
form.
A lot of the aspects like to take on some kind of elf, like night elf, blood elf. They don't stealth.
Yeah. Well, because they're the older races.
And that being said, nobody wants to turn into a gnome, except Chromie. That is the only reason I don't respect Chromie. As much as I love bronze dragons.
Yeah.
Love gnomes. Bronze dragons.
Gnomes. Evil, evil things.
There should totally be a time-related class. That would be awesome.
That'd be cool. Well, you have mages.
I mean, a class that... works specifically on time-related spells.
Well, I
know mages have a few time warps and stuff, but...
That's all arcane is, basically.
Isn't arcane, like, pure magic?
Well,
raw magic?
The idea is arcane mages warp time and space.
Lame. Like, they don't do it very well.
Are you kidding me? I can alter time. My alter time move is sick.
As far as that goes, hey, we're almost 25 minutes in.
Yeah.
We should probably start getting to our other segments.
Is there anything else to talk about? Oh, you know what? Let's cover classes in the next expansion quick.
Okay, something... We need something
demonic. First of
all,
we have to call for a bard, because everyone says bard every expansion.
Bard would be interesting.
I would so play a bard.
And then we'd get instruments.
Yes. I would love to play a bard. They'd probably be like an all-leather class, right?
It would probably be another, like, leather chain.
No, because chain would scratch the instrument.
In what circumstance are you going to be rubbing the instrument against your body?
Well, I mean, think about it. You got a violin, you had chainmail right here, you're holding it up, and bam, you scratch your chin rest.
Lay-sigh.
Exactly. I'm calling all leather on the bard. Even though they're, not gonna happen.
Or maybe a first cloth two leather.
Oh, yeah, that
and
would
then they'll have to release agility cloth. That would require so much new gear, it wouldn't be worth it.
Agility cloth.
No, I think it might be just... I think it should be just, like, chain, because as... I don't know about bards as much in D&D, but I don't think they're a particularly light-armored class.
No, bards just aren't choosy.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, bard... I don't think they're going to release two other things.
Bard's never going to happen. We just have to talk about it, because, you know...
Realistically, it's probably going to be something more focused on magic. Or, you know what? They need to release another ranged class that isn't Hunter.
Alright, well...
That doesn't require magic.
Our ranged DPS right now... Hunter, Mage, Elemental Shaman...
A ranged other than a Hunter that doesn't use magic, that uses some kind of weapon, like a gun or something.
That's a Hunter.
Other than a Hunter.
Well,
what else could you use?
Or what else could it be?
Dark Ranger?
I've always wanted to see a Ranger class.
I want to see a Dark Ranger. That would be awesome.
That'd be pretty cool. I'd like to see another Hero class, too.
Holy crap, that would be... I just had an idea. What if they released two different Hero classes... One for Alliance, one for Horde.
Oh!
Like maybe Dark Ranger for Horde.
Sort of
and they
like
can
the
say
way
it's...
Shaman and Mage was back in Vanilla.
I guess.
Yeah. Because only Alliance could play Mage and only Horde could play Shaman for a while.
And then the Blood Elves appeared.
Yeah. Now everyone can play Mage.
Essentially, though, what I'm thinking is like maybe Dark Ranger for...
Horde. Because Sylvanas.
For Sylvanas, and we can say maybe they're like Hordes that died that were raised by the Forsaken. And then you have maybe a special elite class of plate wearers, maybe like a knight class that are like warriors, except a little.
We've already got the plate wearing hero class. We need a cloth wearing hero class.
You have an idea?
Archmage.
What would an archmage do that a mage can't?
I don't know.
I'm just trying to think of
something. I really want the option to join the Kirin Tor, though.
You can rep them?
Yeah.
I'm a Cloud Serpent Rider. Yay! Oh.
I hit 90.
I'll think about it and try to come up with something for Alliance. As far as that goes, though, we're almost 30 minutes in. Yeah. We should start getting to the other segments. So...
Alright. So, let's see. Quick social networking notes. You're not on any social networking sites, correct?
Correct. You want to see me? You have to see me on WoW.
Right.
On which you need
what
to...
server?
The two servers to look for, Dragonblight and Blackwater, look for Churgo with two eyes at the end of it.
Right. I am on social networking sites. So, firstly, you can follow me on Tumblr. I have recently changed my URL because the last one was way too long and way too difficult to work with. So, follow me on Tumblr at theviolinofgallifrey.tumblr.com. You can follow me on Twitter at pithpith, P-I-T-H-P-I-F-T-H. Or you can find me on Facebook. Look for Joe Farrell, and good luck, because there are a ton of them.
Snore.
I think that covers everything.
Yep.
Oh, quick thanks to Podomatic for hosting our podcast.
Sponsor.
They are a fantastic free podcast hosting site. And you can find us there, stq.podomatic.com.
Yep. And hopefully sometime soon, if I get a chance, I'm going to draw us an actually real logo.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it, and I think we have an idea. I just gotta get around to sketching it.
Alright. Alright. I think that does it for me. You good?
I'm good.
Alright. Peace out, homies.
You cannot do street.
I'm really sorry.
Hello, this is a person who is not named Nick, recording for In the Corner with the DMG. It's been a while since I've done this. I was staying up late last night trying to figure out which dungeon to do, and I thought about it. I haven't done any Pandaria dungeons yet, so I'm just going to do with the simplest one that everyone should know, and if you don't, you really need to know. This is, I believe, the lowest level, one of the lowest levels of the Pandaria dungeons. This is Temple of the Jade Serpent. When you first enter the temple, you can go either left or right. Left, there are you have to fight this Jinyu. Well, before that, there are some mobs running around. Big water elementals. Thing to note about them, when you kill them, they will leave a puddle. If you stand in that puddle, you will die. You will take damage and you will die eventually if you don't have a good healer. So avoid those puddles. When you first fight him, he's going to protect himself, and there's going to be water. Don't touch the water. The water will hurt you. While that's going on, there will also be the same kind of elementals springing up all over the place until finally you kill enough of them, and then he's just going to circle around, try to hit you with this big cone attack. Run around him and damage him, and do not get hit by the cone attack, and do not step in the water. On the other side, you have a library full of living creatures from the books, because the Shah are stupid. When you get to the end of it, you'll have to basically destroy a scroll, and then you'll have to fight these two creatures. Thing to note about them, the longer you go without damaging them, the more of a debuff they'll get. If you start hitting them, they will start getting a buff, and eventually will become invincible. Try to alternate between the two, have everyone attack one, and then when it starts stacking to about 7 stacks, switch to the other one. After that, you have to fight a few small groups of Shah. Then you have to fight the Priestess. Fairly simple fight. She's got a few attacks that can hit you, that can hit damage and stuff. You just gotta watch what you're doing. Don't stand in anything that looks like it's going to hurt you. Don't stand in front of anything that looks like it's going to hurt you. Eventually, she's going to, her attacks are going to start becoming more powerful. At that point, you need to... The stuff that you wanted to avoid earlier is going to become worse. It's going to leave a trail of AoEs. You're not going to want to stand in them. They're going to hurt you. The real fun, though, is the last battle with the Shah of Doubt. That battle is going to be fun for the sole purpose of eventually you're going to have to start to fight a giant shade of you. The thing about it, you don't want to kill that shade as fast as you can. Even if you are the healer, start nailing it. If you can, start nailing it. That needs to be... It cannot sit there for too long. As soon as you finish breaking as soon as you defeat yours... Move on, help your party members. tank and healer first, of course. After that, it's dungeon's over. Okay. That's about all I have to say. I like trains.
This has been a Nova Dragon production. Follow me on Tumblr at theviolentofgallifrey.tumblr.com and on Twitter at pithpith. That's P-I-T-H-P-I-F-T-H.